Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Well, yes, good morning, and the sun is shining. Sunshine Radio 96.7. Of course, this is Keep the Boss of the Beach, and I'm back. We want to say I hope you're all tuning in. Call your friends, call people you don't know, and say tune in right now. Voice of the Veterans is on. And it's for veterans, to veterans, with veterans, by veterans. And we want to thank Tim for standing in for me on the last show. We appreciate it. He's a vet. And he does what he can to help veterans. Well, veterans helping veterans. I love that. We appreciate it, Tim. And guess what? We're going to continue with that theme. And that is veterans returning. Veterans returning. And they're returning from Afghanistan. And we know now that they're okay. The ones who got out are okay. The ones who didn't get out, it's quiet. Nobody's talking about it. But guess what? Let me let you know right now that we have been sending in, since those people got out, special forces to go help get the rest of them out. The Taliban was in power before we went in. They fought with the Russians. We fought with the Russians. And guess what? It's over again. That part of the country, that part of the world, is a place that has always had conflict. And we've done our part to make things better. Even though a lot of those women will be turned back to some of the old ways, a lot of them got out. A lot of them have the education now to reestablish their position, even in a man-denominated religion and country. That's the women, and it'll eventually change. Now, we want you to know that coming along this trend, we have to do something that's more important for everybody to do. And that's help our veterans, in their transition back, of course, to civilian life, jobs, places to live, reestablishing your relationship in this new economy. For you being a soldier, you were being taken care of by the government. Now you got to come out here and put your feet down on the ground and go to work. There's a lot of help. One of the organizations we have been talking about, I'm going to spend some time really highlighting what they do. Department of Transition Assistance Corporation. They have been put together in our area for the sole purpose of helping returning veterans, returning soldiers. A lot of soldiers are going to return and re-up. They're just going to go back in. But they also now are not looking at the war. So listen in. Tell everybody what a OptiCorp is. It's a vast network of time-tested corporate experiences and relationships. Number one. Number two, 100 years of combined corporate leadership experience. 20 years of combined special operations experience, proven three-star career transition assistance program. Through assessment and vetting processes, they make good decisions. So, if you're looking at this transition period for somebody you know, or you are one of those that are doing the transition yourself, please get in touch with us. Of course, that's WVETOnlineRadio.com. You can find us. Please check in. say you want more information, and we'll make sure that we get that to you. This is a management process. The team believes in creating the best opportunities for the brave men and women who have volunteered to serve and protect our nation. Oh, just saying those words, the way they put them together, makes me understand that this is a group that has took the time to figure out what's going to be needed and maybe when it's going to be needed. A lot of people didn't know that this thing was going to end like they said, because they extended it many times. But a lot of soldiers are coming back. We're going to give a shout out to all those soldiers who are back down there in Texas, standing at the border for those Haitians coming in. A lot of them will have to come in. Haiti is in the Western Hemisphere, and a lot of those people will be coming in, and our soldiers are the ones down there taking care of them. Many years ago, I did an event, a race in Miami area, and I was shocked that the people who go out on the football fields and carry the honor guard, who carry the flags, one of them was from Haiti and one of them was from Jamaica, soldiers who came to this country and fought for this country. So we appreciate those. And guess what? It's going to take a lot of our military to guard our borders. Now they're free to do that. We need to be grateful and happy and thankful that we can say this is the greatest country in the world. I'm going to be talking to a Purple Heart veteran who reached out to U.S. withdrawal people. Now, it's going to be three people talking. We're going to be adding that in a little bit later in the show. And it is from our Vice World News. Okay? Now, when you go and you look up information, be sure that if it's something you think we need to know, let us know. WVETOnlineRadio.com, or feel free to call in to the radio station that you're hearing in your local area. They'll put you in contact with us. And one of us will get right back with you. And we will do our best to put you in touch with those we know can really help you during this transition. We know that during a transition in anything you do in life, it's called change. Change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. And the only thing we got to do is be ready for the change. Many years ago, when we were talking about the end of the world, I was talking to my mother, and it was in one of that gloom and doom periods when all the churches were saying tomorrow it's going to be over. My mother said, never worry about those things. Be ye ready. That means always be ready for what you can be ready for. If you're ready, then whatever happens, you excel. And we believe in that, and that's a part of the philosophy. Always think up. And I mean up is the universal positive principle philosophy. Up. It's an affirmation way of making it. So, as you look at all the things you're looking to do and you're in course, this area, we want you to know that not only Bay Pines, not only James Haley, but a lot of other places are now open to help veterans. Many years ago, that was not the case, but it's there. So take a minute. And that's Vice World News. And we thank them for this interview. Let's go to it, and I'll be right back.
Good morning. We will now pledge to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
You're looking good, sir.
See, dude.
How you been?
Good, man.
These veterans of the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, fought together in one of the bloodiest battles of the 20-year war in Afghanistan. This is the first time some of them have seen each other in years. Their battalion suffered the highest casualty rate of any Marine unit during the war. 25 were killed in action and hundreds were wounded in a deployment to Sangin in Helmand Province from 2010 to 2011. David Castillo, Zachary Stengel, and Marcus Cicilli were all awarded Purple Hearts for wounds they sustained in combat. We sat down with them to talk about the end of the war. That Sangin deployment is pretty notorious. Why is that?
Sangin was the last Taliban stronghold in Afghanistan. When they fought tooth and nail to try and save it. And that's why we threw a lot of guys at it. All of us walked away with some sort of wound, whether that's mental or physical.
What has it been like for you guys watching the war end the way that it's ending?
The military leadership, the advisors of the president are cowards. Cowards, straight scared to tell him no. You can't tell me that you're gonna leave American lives, allies, to fend for themselves. It's totally wrong, and it makes me, as an American, it makes me sad to be an American.
We removed ourselves in a way that doesn't make sense. They've left millions of people destitute. Our country let them down. We made a promise to them. We made promises to them on face-to-face levels.
Like individually.
Individually. Yeah. We made promises to them, and I think that's really what hurts the most, is these people that our friends died for, are now having to relive the same horrors that we fought and many of us died to change. And that's devastating.
What do you think could have been done differently for this to have ended differently?
Ended differently? Who's to say? But it should have happened in a way that everyone was allowed enough time to get out of there, allow us to get all information out of there. Because the thing is, the intel that we had, tons of intel, like who knows what the guys left? Logbooks, any kind of information that we had of what's going on next. You know, that's a lot of information that the Taliban now control.
If we were to ever get into some type of conflict again in the future, and we're talking about building the governance or sustainability of a country or a region, there has to be an exit plan before we even say, like, yes, let's send people there. I think the American spirit is always, you know, willing to stand up and fight for the preservation of our freedoms. And when 9/11 happened, that entire event basically thrusted us into armed conflict, but there was no exit strategy. It was developing kind of like as we were basically making the rules up as we kind of went along.
I don't think the American population as a whole understands the sacrifice, the heart that we left over there. Imagine working and striving and fighting tooth and nail with your actual life every day, thinking that you're making a difference, and then one day you wake up and it's all gone. We'll undoubtedly see veteran lives lost because of this. We'll undoubtedly see people commit suicide because everything that they fought for feels like it was in vain. Veterans are going to kill themselves because of this, and I don't think the men in suits are quite aware of that just yet.
Do you think it was in vain?
Yeah, I do. You know, as somebody that bled in that war, as all of us have, the guys that didn't come home, Why did they not come home? These are 19, 20, 20-year-old kids that never got to come home, never got to start their lives. And we abandoned them. We abandoned those guys. And that's hurtful.
Do you guys all agree? Are you on the same page as Zach?
I'm not gonna say 100% vain, yeah. Go ahead.
It was very, very upsetting to see the transformation of Afghanistan as a whole. I tell the guys that I talk to, I was like, hey, you know, the soldiers, the Marines, the people who fight, the warriors, they're the ones who win the battles. And it's the politicians who lose the war. And I always want them to try to remember that because none of it I feel like is ever in vain. Why? Because we signed up and said, yes, I will go. Each and every one of us said, like, this is an opportunity for me to fight for my country, to fight for myself, to fight for my people. And most of the time, the experiences that we have in the military are for the better.
If you could go back in time and choose whether or not to enlist again, would you do it?
No.
Not the answer.
I think a better question to ask, because do you have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were to say, do you want your children to be in the military? And I would say, hell no. No. I take a look at all five of my kids and they'd be like, you know, like, what would you say if they wanted to be Marines one day? I'd be like, please, I at least sacrifice my time. Find a path to where you don't have to think that the military is the only thing that's left for you, because I'm trying to create a better life for my children.
Does the way that the war in Afghanistan went down, does that have an influence on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why would I want my children or other people to join a military where, at the end of the day, it's just something that's not going to be as influential as they thought it was going to be in the first place?
If my daughter came to me one day and said, Dad, I want to be a Marine, I would wholeheartedly support it. My only My only hope is that we're not fighting the same war that I already fought. My only hope is that we're still not fighting the same enemy I shed blood for.
Stay tuned. More from the Boss of the Beach at WVETOnlineRadio.com. American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com.
I served in Afghanistan with 3-5 Indian Company as squad leader in Sangin, Afghanistan.
I was on my fifth deployment at the time, and our job was to be a part of the police mentor team, so we're getting in Kajaki, Afghanistan. We were initially in Sangin Valley. We were just there, you know, to train the Afghans to do some basic things in police tactics and patrolling and basically, you know, expand our efforts there.
As a combat engineer, it was my job to lead all the patrols and disarm IEDs and just make sure these guys got back with their legs, hopefully. And sorry, bro.
Failed that one. You're the worst, dude. You suck.
Honestly, that one wasn't on me. That was another engineer. I my guys were fine. way to start off fast.
All right, go ahead.
You know, a lot of guys don't open up, you know, so when we're around each other, we actually get to open up and act, you know, act ourselves, act normal.
What is your understanding of why you were there in the first place?
When I was 19 years old, that's when I was there on my first deployment. I went to my sergeant as a young Lance Corporal, and I said, "Sergeant Hens, why are we here? Why are we here? You know, on the day that we lost one of my good friends, why are we here?" And he said, "Well, because of 9/11. I said, "Well, that was 10 years ago. That's 10 years ago. It doesn't make sense anymore." And then I really started to take stock in where I was, what I was doing, and ultimately who I was doing it for. It's about these guys and girls. And that's the only thing that wasn't in vain was our fighting for each other.
Now that you guys are all back in civilian life, what is it like to talk to people about this who have not been through what you've been through?
There's nobody I talk to unless it's these guys about anything. When we get together, it goes right back to what happened in 2010, 2011, 12. It's so easy to just sit down and have a conversation, but with anybody else, it's kind of hard. It's like the commonality of a conversation has to be with those who understand, you know, what it's like to be there. There isn't a smell, taste, feeling, memory that we don't associate with our lives when it comes to that specific period of time. If there's an opportunity for somebody to see the things that we were talking about today, I think letting the veteran community know that there's an entire nation that loves and supports their efforts, whether they were in combat or not. If they chose to serve in the United States military, that there's honor behind that. And that no matter what this country goes through as a whole, no one can ever really take that away.
Well, thank you for listening to that. I hope you enjoyed it. That's information that you can't get unless you pay attention. And I want everybody to pay attention now. Again, my drive, of course, in your St. Petersburg market. And because we're on the internet, it's everywhere else too. 96.7 FM is one of the new radio stations in the marketplace. We want to say they're doing a good job. I love the diverse programming. And before us, we got a blues show, and after us, we got a jazz. It's all about the music. We're going to continue in our development, and we specialize in local artists. We want you to know that if you're a local artist, please feel free to contact us. One of our other sister stations, Vibes Radio 1, and one of the best disc jockeys in this market. He's got his music out. He's working with us. He supports veterans. Gino Lexus. We want to spend a special thank out to Gino for what he's done to support Vibes and our veteranization. We know that there's a lot of people out there who are looking for this place. I got a call from a pastor of a church who said, "Man, I turned on the radio and I heard you talking. Glad to have you on the radio here. So I know you're listening. Our job is to make sure that we add more listeners." In my veterans calendar for September, it says, "Talk yourself up today." I love it. Back to that up thing. Say I'm happy when you get up. And for all of you new veterans who are coming out of Vietnam, remember, I'm strong. We need you here back on the ground, taking care of our ground here. We know that there's always going to be skirmishes, and a part of what we do is help those outside of this country. But we want to say now, we want to help you. I want you to say every day, I'm doing great. It's an affirmation that always keeps you focused. When you say I'm great, you're focused. When you say I'm strong, you're more focused. And when you say I'm good, you're on the right track. So all you veterans and all you people out there listening, when you see a veteran, just say, hey, I know you're great. I know you're strong. I want you to be happy. If you do that, then you've done more than your part. You got to remember that on this earth, we all have to stick together. No matter what we say, we all are here on this planet together. And the great ones, you veterans, fall into that category. You're some of the great ones. We need you, and we appreciate everything you do. And I know last week when I was out, I was over in Orlando. We're developing a relationship over there because we have a lot of people who commute from our area, St. Petersburg, Tampa, and over there. And a lot more people are coming in from that area to do work over here. So I had to go see some veterans. We're going to go over there to Jacksonville in a few days. We're going to be standing there with our Wounded Warriors Project personnel and developing a media relationship with them, and help them do more in this market. Right here, we know that there's that Wounded Warriors Ranch, and we want to support them in a big way. I don't know what they have coming up next, but we want to be there live and make sure we help them. But we're going to start at the corporate office so we get our hands right there in the pot with them. We know that there's a lot of wounded soldiers coming back, and they are going to get help, because all of us are going to work to make sure that those who come back get it. And that means PTSD too. Okay? It's not just the physical ailments. Sometimes it's the stresses that come with war that need reconfiguring. And we're here to do that. And of course, we say in this area, we got some of the best medical services, mental and physical, in the country. We're not knocking down any of those other places, but when you got the best, then we don't worry about the rest. I want you to know that people are flown in here to both of our facilities because we are so good. Let's make sure we take care of them. Now, a part of that whole thing about getting back into the game is really about work. Of course, if you're transitioning into civilian employment, you want to work with the industry leaders who understand your background and care about your needs and your goals. We are committed to helping you build, you hear what I said? Build a rewarding career, 3-star career transition assistance program, deals with brands, shapes, and of course, integrates your military experience. We use the process to link responsible, honorable, and historic, of course, military service members into targeted and realistic talent that business leaders can understand. Again, that organization is Department, okay, Transition Assistance Corporation. From behind the lines, people who've been there are now standing here so that they can help end the transition. Feel free to call us. The company is OptaCorp, OptaCorp.com. Another one of those assistant programs who are helping out our veterans in every way. They are spending the time. They have put together the resources so that you can get help from those who make a difference. And again, we've been working with American Veterans Alliance And they have expanded and added the U.S. and Latin Veteran Support Embassy to their staff and to their organization. And our fearless leader, Waddell McGee, and his wonderful, wonderful wife are now battling with Waddell's cancer, and he's getting straight. He had an operation last week, and they said it was a success, so he'll be back on with us. And in a couple of weeks, we'll have him back on the radio to tell about his experience. We want to thank all those who have supported our VSOs from years to come. I was looking at some old paperwork and realized that my mother met my father at a USO event in Texas. So I wouldn't be here without the USO. Okay? And all of us who are in the age now, we're past that 65, and we look back at the history, USO made a difference in this great world that we live in. I know that Bob Hope is gone, but I know that a lot of the people at WWF have picked up the ball, and they are still doing live events where they can. And they did go to Afghanistan, and they went to Iraq. So we want to salute them, but anybody who can still help a USO organization in your community, please do. We do ours here. And I know they had a big office at the Tampa airport, and I know they redid the airport, so I'm not sure whether they're still there. But don't forget about our USO relationships, please. They made a difference, and we need them now. We know that a lot of our VSOs right now have been overwhelmed with all of the returns and what they can do. Be strong, okay? And please, when I say be strong, I mean be strong. Go out there, look for those veterans who need the help, and let's make a difference. We know that a lot of our veterans are no longer under the bridge, so we know we've been the part, okay? Please, everybody, call in to your friends and tell them Voice for Vets, Keith, the boss of the beach, is on the air, and he loves talking to you and wants to help you get a better touch. Anybody who's contacting us, don't forget, it's WVETOnlineRadio.com. And for those who can, help out. All right, this week's show is now done. But I want you to hear a little music before we leave. Roll them. Music in. And I'm out. Don't forget, we'll be right back Thursday, 12:35. Come on and join us. And Saturday. And that's 8:30 in the morning. That's my wake-up call to America from Sunshine Radio, 96.7 and WVETOnlineRadio.com. And don't forget our new partners. And that is VibesRadio1.com. Check us out. A world of music. Over and out.